But before we begin, I would like to ask if there is anyone, whether it be IATELI or the advanced group, that has had a mystical experience or a miracle that they would like to share with the group. And if so, kindly raise your hands. Arise.
Greetings, Ram.
Yes.
I've had a few wonderful occurrences with the blue body and healings since earlier this year, actually before that, but I'll try to go through them quickly, but I'd like to share them with all of you, particularly you beginners. I think the first one I'll share is with my son came to see me earlier after this great retreat this year earlier in February. And he's an athlete, and he had done some quite a bit of damage to his muscle tissue and the back of his legs, and he'd gone to doctors, therapists, and whatever, and was very frustrated with what was going on, and he had come to see me, and he's not in the school, but a wonderful boy anyway, and he's finishing college, and he came to me, and I offered him knowing that I'm in the school, and that I could do a healing on him. He was very open to it. So I did proceed with that and laid him down, put blinders, even though he was not knowing totally what was going to come about, and went through my breath and did a blue body healing, particularly intense on the sore area. And Ram had told us one time about healing, and if you could walk away and be detached and not have to go and ask, how did you do? And so I did just that. I just left my son alone, and it was bedtime, and I was anxious because I felt such an intense healing. And then before he went to bed, he hugged me and he went, Dad, he says, I said, what, son? And he goes, well, I had this remarkable feeling in my leg. You know, when what you were doing, he says, I felt electricity running through my leg. You know, he says, it was like burning up. I didn't know what to do. And I said, wonderful. Kind of said to myself, so be it. And next day, he seemed to be having no particular discomfort, went back to running track, and no reoccurrences.
So be it. So be it. I want to ask you, why is it important to become detached in healing?
Because if you are emotionally or body-mind consciousness, that's all you will portray is that level of frequency. You will not raise your frequency to ultra-blue-violet in order to go to a higher frequency to heal the actual body that is lower frequency. So it's very important to detach emotions and any consciousness with the body so you can become ultraviolet, so therefore overpower the lower levels.
The ultraviolet blue body does not have emotion as you understand it.
Yes.
So if you are endeavoring to heal someone and you are emotionally stricken with grief or worry or anxiety, or you're afraid of failure or doubt, those are all chemical reactions induced by the conscious mind. And as long as you are entertaining those emotions, you can never detach yourself from the physical in order to do the extraordinary. If your brain is registering panic, grief, sorrow, anxiety, or fear, or doubt, you cannot heal anyone. Because all you are engaged in that moment is an emotional feeling that's chemical. So the brain is firing onto the body chemical impulses, and those impulses are distributing that which is termed chemicals throughout the body. So as long as you are emotional, you're the body. The moment you detach from emotion is the moment you have become detached from the physical, and that is how you heal. So be it.
So be it.
It's very arduous for a father to become detached from emotional concern from his children. The great test of an initiate is to become detached of the world entirely in order to do its good. Next.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. One comment I'll make about him, he said the only thing that bothered him, it scared him when I breathed. When I went into the breath, he got kind of frightened of that, but that was okay. But anyway, another short one, I've had a few, but I'll just do two or three here, was everybody knows our baby Moses, our little girl. And after the great assay five, or right before the end of it, we had got a phone call that she had spiked a rather high fever. That was the night before the end of the assay. And we communicated and talked to the babysitter, and it seemed to kind of go down Sunday, the day that the assay was over. But then we went to pick her up, it started to climb again. And so we went about our business, and then we got home, and the fever had spiked to about 104. And we had been through this with her before and went the more traditional route. I'm a medical person as well, so I know that, I know about that as well. And previously we had fought the fever with antibiotics and medications and had gone into cough, respiratory problems that had gone on for 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks. And this time, of course, as the Ram had taught us, you know, where you're gonna make your choice between medicine and actually the blue body. And so this was, I felt, one of our tests, but also a thing to do. So immediately, we put a star on her little forehead and webbed her forehead, and she was really surrendered to me, and I rocked her, turned music on, did a blue body healing on her, and focused on her for, I don't know, about 45 minutes or so. She fell asleep, and immediately upon that, I felt that the temperature had begin to lower. She, next morning, was doing quite well, but it started to come up again, so I did one more quick healing on her. And then by that evening, if I recall, or the next morning, I recall exactly, the temp had broke. She had no physical signs. She had not even a runny nose to mount. She didn't cough, and it subsided pretty much from that day on.
That'd be it.
That's particularly a test when you got your baby, never mind your son, to do that. But it's so grand, and you know when it happens. I'll share one more and I'll quit. I've used the blue body often through a lot of ailments. I seem to have all these attitudes I'm beginning to release and break through and have to heal. And I've dealt with my share of kidney stones, and we've had some wonderful stories about kidney stones, and I've gone through numerous bouts with the blue body and kidney stones, and I had a pretty good one right after this last assay again, and I had webbed, and we had done this all through the assay, webbed our body, and I was hoping that was done, but I wasn't done because I had to go through the physical manifestation of it to be done, and I had a bout with it for about a week. And if anybody's had kidney stones or has, I know you women have had babies, and that's pretty close to the same thing, I understand. So the pain is extremely intense, but I did my diligence with the teachings, and at times I couldn't even focus, I couldn't even find a blue star, as I say, because the pain was so intense. I was still focusing through it. I did not take medicine, and I did not go to the hospital. I already knew all about that. And so I kept going through it, and it was about a week. I won't tell the full story, but I really want to thank you, Ram, for what you did. Ram came to me.
So be it.
From that point on, I had healed the next day, and I've had no recurrences, and I know I'm done with it. But I will thank you greatly, Ram.
You know why I consider you a beautiful entity? Because you have been in school a very long time. You have created a physical image that you were very proud of, but it never got a hold of you. It never became more important than what you were learning consciously. And to have had your tests, to have applied what you have learned in your own family, to where all intense emotions seem to boil from, and to have been able to have passed those tests and to have taken care of your little family, not with drugs, but with your God, is a great testament to who you are. I have many people in the school who, when they are ill, become so ill that they do not believe, nor do they allow themselves the moment to correct the malady in their body, because they are emotionally and physically interned in that body. It's difficult for them to get out and do anything for themselves. But what is it to anyone to have come here, to have gone through the sacrifices to be a part of this school, and then to have left here and to have never applied them? Then it does them no good, because the teachings are to resurrect within you that ability that can not only heal everyone in your family, but can also bring restitution to your life in the form of joy and freedom and peace, and the ability to have a mind that can soar like an eagle, that does not stop growing. I consider you a beautiful entity because you have applied, as a physician, you have applied your mind to your body, and you have applied your mind to your children's body. And for that, that test, hard and arduous and filled with strife, have made you a stronger, more intense student, and more purposeful in the great work. I commend you on your excellence.
Thank you, Rab, very much.
So do you. One of the lessons that you will learn, if you have not already learned it, is how do we become emotional, and how are we filled with doubt, and what inhibits our capacity to administer knowledge. There are people who do not believe in their knowledge, even though they have gained it. So they do not have the heart and soul to apply its application. And as a result, then, they are great philosophers of the teaching, but they are not metaphysicians of the teachings, meaning the application of what they have learned. I would never recommend to any of my students to ever not go to the doctor and to not ever go to the infirmary, because you must do what you are capable of doing. But the start in the school is to resurrect a part of the self that's omnipresent, is omnipotent, that is filled with the power to resurrect anything. This is the purpose of the school. So I have advanced students who are philosophers, but they are not practitioners of this truth, because they don't believe it when it comes to helping themselves. And as long as they have the attitude, they should always be taken care of by doctors and by infirmaries. Then I have students who are breaking over, who, as you are going to learn from this teaching, have touched a part within themselves that is not even a matter of belief any longer. Belief is the road we travel to get to knowingness. And they are at a place knocking on the door, as it were, of knowingness. And knowingness is when the subconscious mind, the God within them, and a greater mind ushers forward. And that mind is the sentinel of the body. It is that mind that has dominion over the body, and it is that mind that cures. But if you cannot reach the sentinel, then you are squandering your opportunity for good health. How many of you understand? So be it.